Well, good morning and welcome. This is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of each day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request, now is the time to get it to us because we want to pray for you. 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893 is the number to call to make your prayer request known. You can also email or text at prayer@yeshome.com. That's prayer@yeshome.com. Either way, let us know what you need you have today, and we'll be happy to pray for you on the prayer closet. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before you to lift up these needs and these concerns and these requests before you. Lord, we pray that for each listener who calls in, texts in, sends in their prayer request, Lord, that you would even now be at work in their lives to accomplish your good purposes for them, that you would glorify yourself in their lives as you are working and moving, that they would see that glory and give praise to you, and Lord, that they would be a light to those around them, a light of hope and of joy as others see the work of God in their lives and Lord, put their faith and trust in you. So, Lord, we pray that you would glorify yourself in the lives of each listener as you meet these needs and these requests, as you have promised to do. In all goodness and faithfulness, because you are a good Father who gives good things from your right hand. We praise you. We celebrate you. We give all glory to you in this day. And pray this in your name. Amen. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you from getting prayer. If it's something personal, that's okay. We understand. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. Just let us know what your need is, and we'll pray for you today. But before we get into prayer, we always like to get into the Word of God. And we're going to be in Matthew chapter 7 today, or excuse me, chapter 6 today. We're going to take a little teaching of Jesus out of the Sermon on the Mount. And what got me thinking about this, I was reading an article actually in preparation for my sermon last week, but came across this article in the New York Times this week about the title of the article is Wealthy, Successful, and Miserable. And it was about this New York Times journalist who went to his 15th reunion of his graduating class at Harvard. He had graduated Harvard with an MBA, and he said that, for their graduating class, getting a Harvard MBA is like getting the golden ticket, right? You're going to get, if you got a Harvard MBA, you're going to walk into a really good job. And so everybody saw, this is the golden ticket that they were going to leave Harvard, get these great jobs. And by and large, they did, right? Got great jobs as far as, making a lot of money, success, they're wealthy. But he said what struck him was how many of them were just absolutely miserable. They're just absolutely miserable. They weren't happy. He talked to one guy who just said he worked as an investment banker, and he's, just talked about the stress and the infighting. And he goes, I work all day and work with people I don't particularly like, and it's a lot of high stress. And he talked about how he even wanted to leave his job, and he had a chance to do a startup, which he thought would really be exciting, but it was going to be for a lot less money than he was making. And he said, I told my wife about it, and she just laughed. So he felt trapped in this. He's trapped by this lifestyle. He didn't really want to be there. And he said, at the end of the day, if you spend 12 hours a day working at a job you hate, the numbers on the paycheck don't really matter. And the whole article went on like this about all these guys who were just dissatisfied. And a lot of them were like, couldn't even point to something. It wasn't like, well, it's just this part or that part, or if I could just change this job or that. It was just the general life. It was just like, it was unfulfilling. They just weren't happy. And it got me thinking about this and thinking about the things that make us happy and thinking about Jesus' teachings here in Matthew chapter 6. He says in verse 19, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And usually we think about this and we think about this in the context of we shouldn't build up treasures in heaven because they can be taken away from us. We can't take it with us. And certainly we saw that, if you remember a few years back, the whole Bernie Madoff thing. Bernie Madoff was this big investment banker in New York and worked for lots of celebrities. Got these incredible returns. Everybody's making a ton of money, and all these celebrities are investing with them, and it was great. You invest your money with Bernie, you're getting 20% back, and everybody's getting rich, and everybody loves it, except for the fact that he wasn't investing the money. He was running a pyramid scheme. And like all pyramid schemes, eventually it collapsed, and all these people found out that they had just lost all their money. And, lots of big celebrities, people like the owners of, I think, the New York Knicks or the Mets. One of the big sports teams in New York, their owners got bilked out of millions and millions of dollars. Kevin Bacon, the actor, got lost tons of money. I mean, lots of really high-profile people just got wiped out. It's really shocking. And so usually I think we read this in that context. You know, you can build up money here, but it can come and it can go, right? I mean, you can lose that money overnight. But I think there's more here than just that. That's certainly true. That's certainly true in an accurate reading of the scripture. And Jesus is certainly warning about this. When he talks, thieves can destroy. Moth and rust can destroy. Thieves can break in and steal. But I also think about this in the context of what brings us joy and happiness. These things are insecure. One, you know, we can't really trust them and rely on them. Money can come and money can go. But it's not just that. You know, when I see that, when he uses that illustration where moth and rust destroy, you think about moth and rust, what do they do? They just corrode over time. We had a little bit of a moth problem in our house for a while. All these sweaters got like little holes in them from the moths getting into them. You know, it is annoying. Had to throw some things away and get rid of some clothes because the moths destroyed them. But the thing is, you don't know what's happening when it's going on, right? There's some things in the closet that have been there for a while and worn them for a while. You pull them out and you're like, oh, never saw a moth. Never even saw one. And yet somehow they were there and they were eating things away. And it's not until you pull it out to use it do you realize this isn't any good. And I think that happens to a lot of people. They invest all their time to make money and get famous and get rich and be successful. And they arrive and they realize this isn't any good. Yeah, I'm making the big money. Yeah, I've got the big job. Yeah, I've got prestige. But none of it's making me happy. It isn't any good. I'm still sad. I'm still depressed. I'm still unsatisfied, frustrated. I don't feel like it has any meaning. You know, a while back we had a kind of a spate of high-profile suicides. You know, celebrities and people who seem like they had it all going together. Like Anthony Bourdain, you know, TV host and chef, travels around the world, had an ideal job, traveled around the world, got to eat all these incredible places, meet all kinds of folks, making good money, but not happy. Ended up taking his own life. It's tragic. It's sad. But it reminds us that the things of this world cannot satisfy. The things of this world decay over time. And no matter how much we may enjoy them at the beginning, eventually it just goes bad. You know, a really good steak, freshly cooked off the grill, is great. Leave it sitting on the counter for 5 days and come back and try and eat it. Not so good. Why? Because it decays over time. And the things of this world can satisfy for a little bit, but they can't satisfy eternally. And so Jesus says, invest in the kingdom of God. Invest in eternal things that will satisfy eternally, that will grow eternally, that will grow in their reward eternally, that will give you eternal satisfaction and joy. Set your heart on those things. And you will know satisfaction. You will know joy. You will know delight. You'll be freed from frustration, disappointment, despair. Because the things of God's kingdom can never be taken from us. They can never be lost. And they always satisfy. Here's the great thing about the things of God. The things of the world satisfy in the beginning and then decline over time. It's like drugs, right? The first time you take them, it's this great high. You know, I've never used drugs, so I don't know, but you know, I've talked to many people who have been addicts, and they say you spend your whole life chasing that first high. First time you use it, it's incredible, but you never have a high like that again. And you spend the rest of your life chasing that high, trying to get back to that first high. Because why? It declines in satisfaction over time, and pretty soon you're just taking it to survive. It's not even about the high. It's not even about the pleasure. Now it's just like maintenance. You take it because you have to. You're a slave to it, even though now you hate it. And that's what the world does. You know, it gives you that first taste and it's, oh, it's so awesome. But it declines over time, if that's all we have. But if we invest ourselves in eternal things, they increase over time. So our first taste of God is amazing, but each taste after that gets better and better and better and better. And it becomes more satisfying and greater. And the good news is when we start to enjoy things in the context of God, even earthly things, they get better, right? Because now we're not enjoying them for themselves, but we're enjoying them in the context of God and his creation and giving glory to him and receiving these things in thanksgiving to him. And so they become part of his eternal plan, part of his kingdom. And suddenly those things become even better because we're enjoying them in their proper context and in their proper way. And so Jesus tells us, set your heart on the kingdom of God. Set your heart on kingdom things. If you read through the Sermon on the Mount, it's all about living in God's kingdom. That's really what the theme of the Sermon on the Mount is, about being God's kingdom people. And he tells us, set your heart on the kingdom, invest in the kingdom, and you will find joy and satisfaction for your souls. If you're out there today and your life is frustrating, unsatisfying, disappointing, if you're not feeling joy, if joy has withered in your life, It's probably because your heart has shifted from the kingdom of God. Maybe imperceptibly, not intentionally, but you've set your heart on worldly things, your worldly things, and you've allowed your heart to shift out of the kingdom of God and into the world. How do you recover that back? Set your heart back on the things of God. Set your heart back on kingdom things. Invest yourself in God's kingdom, and you will rediscover the joy and the satisfaction and the delight that He desires for you to have. We'll come back with your prayer requests, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com, right here on the Prayer Closet. And we got a bunch of prayer requests in, so we want to jump into those. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. All right, well, let's start with, we got several requests and a praise. We'll end with a praise. We'll end on a high note. But we want to pray, two people actually, two different listeners writing in for prayer for their marriage. One thing saying, please pray for my marriage. Things are starting to improve, but there's still some work that needs to be done. And then another person writing in said, pray for my marriage. Wife filed for divorce. This listener has struggled with addiction in their life, but has given his life to God and is on the right path now and is praying for reconciliation. Lord, we want to lift these two marriages up to you to ask you to intervene in them. Lord, we pray for this first listener and their marriage, and we thank you for the improvement. We praise you for the improvement that is happening there, for the improved relationship and the good things that are happening. We pray that, Lord, you will build on that, that good work you've begun in them, you will bring to conclusion, and you will continue to work to improve that relationship, strengthen that marriage, Lord, that this will be only the beginning. And the building blocks for a great marriage and a foundation for a great marriage to come. That you'll continue that work, help them to continue that work, to draw closer to you and to seek after you as you repair and restore that marriage. And Lord, we pray for this other listener. His wife has filed for divorce. Lord, as he struggled with addiction in the past, but we praise God that he's found you, praise God that he's on the right path now, that you've freed him from that, you've set him on a good path. And Lord, we pray that that will lead to a change of heart in his wife, and that there will be reconciliation with her. Lord, as she sees the change that you brought about in him and the change that you brought about in his life and his behavior, Lord, that will soften her heart to him and that there will bring reconciliation in this marriage. We pray that this divorce will not proceed, that you'll restore this relationship, restore this marriage. Lord, as you've restored this man to sobriety, we pray this in your name. Amen. And the listener also writing in, asking for prayer for a coworker. With the cold weather, her pain is awful and she can't move because it hurts too much. Lord, we do lift this woman up to you. She's suffering with this cold weather and affecting her and affecting her body and causing pain. Lord, we pray for relief from this. You will ease that pain that she's in, ease that suffering she's in, allow her to get about and do the work that she needs to do and be able to move about comfortably. So, Lord, we pray for healing and strengthening for her, and we pray this in your name. Amen. And someone else writing in saying, giving praise today, my twins are 10 years old today, praying they have a very blessed day. And, Lord, we do pray and celebrate with this listener, their twins turning 10 today. What a joy. And, Lord, we just thank you for these young children and pray your blessing upon them. We know your heart for children and your love for the children. So, Lord, we pray that you'll bless them, that they would have a blessed and wonderful birthday together. And this family would just celebrate them. And we thank you for the blessing that they are to that family and pray that you will continue to bless them and watch over them in this coming year. And we pray this in your name. Amen. This has been the Prayer Closet. Thanks for joining us. Remember, you can always get your prayer requests to us at 419-389-0893. That's 419-389-0893. You can call that number Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., I should say. Sorry. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and there's always somebody here. Monday through Friday, somebody here will be happy to pray with you. You can get your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com, and there's always somebody ready to speak to you at our website, yeshome.com. Click the Chat Now button, and you'll be connected to a live online spiritual coach 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a live online chat session. So that's available to you whenever you need it as well. Thanks, everybody. God bless.